On this day with Gunners and Allies.
It's time to check out what happened on this day for Monday the 1st of July. A pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, Gunners.
And rabbits.
Rabbits.
Yeah, somebody told me to say rabbits after you say pinch and a punch for the first day of the month.
Okay then.
So there you go.
Olivia de Havilland. Now, she's a heavy cat. She's won a lot of Best Actress awards, but she is 103 years old.
No way.
Yes way. She's still alive. And she also won an Oscar for playing the sister in Gone with the Wind.
103.
She's 103. Leslie Caron, the Franco-American actress, is 88. Starred as Gigi, which won 9 Academy Awards. Jamie Farr, the American actor who played Corporal Klinger in MASH, is 85. Debbie Harry, or Deborah Harry, the vocalist with the US band Blondie, is 74.
Of course, known for this.
And this.
And this.
John Farnham, the voice. He's 70 today. 70 Gunners.
Coming to WA soon.
This is my favourite Farnsie song.
What am I gonna do? And this is mine. Sadie. Just kidding.
Now, this definitely is my favourite Fred Schneider, a.k.a. B-52 song, Rock Lobster.
You love that.
I do. Well, Fred, he's 68 today. Dan Aykroyd, the Canadian-American comic actor, starred in The Blues Brothers. He's 67. David Goldpill, the Australian Aboriginal actor. Now, remember him in Storm Boy and Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can't take my photograph.
I'm sorry, you believe it'll take your spirit away.
No, you got a lens cap on.
He also speaks 14 Aboriginal tribal languages.
Heavy cap.
Carl Lewis, the US track and field champion, is 58. Nick Giannopoulos, the Australian actor. Remember the series Acropolis Now?
Yep.
Well, he's 56 today. Pamela Anderson, Canadian-American actress, starred in Baywatch, is 52. She made that red swimsuit famous.
She sure did.
Liv Tyler, the US actress and daughter of Aerosmith singer Steve Tyler, is 42. We're getting to the end. And Daniel Ricciardo, Australian Formula One racing driver, is 30.
It was on this day in 1906 that SOS officially became the International Distress Signal.
Black & Decker was founded by Duncan Black and Alonzo Decker in 1910.
Sick and long service leave was introduced into Australia on this day in 1951.
Mr. Squiggle, the man from the moon, started in 1959 on ABC TV.
The Sony Walkman was released on this day in Japan in 1979.
Neighbours, the episode with the wedding of Scott and Charlene, debuted on this day in 1987, of course. That was Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan.
GST, the Goods and Services Tax, the tax that we were never going to have. Well, we got it. It was introduced in Australia on this day in 2000.
And Coles stopped providing free plastic bags in their Australian stores on this day last year.
Yeah, a couple of months after Woolworths.
Whew, and it's on this day for Monday, the 1st of July.